Blog Talk Radio.
Shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports and Death.
And if I may say that these Sports In-Depth Nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good doctor.
Man, really. My goodness, the late, great Mel Cosell Smith Jr. It's amazing when people like that think of you as a high esteem. Mary Boykin had sent something to me a long time about success. You know you succeeded when you can make children smile. People laugh, receive the respect, acknowledgement, adulation of the few good men that Marion Boykin so redundantly talks about. And I'm blessed beyond what I can compare. Mercy and grace I have an abundance of. Having got what I do deserve and get what I don't deserve, all by the grace of God. It's a Sunday. Sports in that Power Talk, ready on the Trust in God. And Sports Show for the Doctor. We remember Ali Frazier won 44 years ago today. And was happy birthday to 1-800-FRED. It's Ladies' Day. And wow, the important part. There's a great line which Matt said, everything in the world would mean nothing with no ladies. But that great line by the Intruders, I always love my mama. My goodness. Sports in that Block Talk, Radio, Trust in God Network. Remember, Ali Frazier won Ladies' Day. Some sports shorts. Big fight last night. First time in a long time, free fights on TV. The great Eddie Murray called me last night. Eddie told me something stunning. Stunning. He said, I wasn't all I had on that. Eddie said he thinks Guerrero is better than Pacquiao. Woo! He is big on Mayweather. He is big, as Murray K used to say. So is the great Tim Smith, one of the greatest boxing writers of all time. Nobody is better than Warren Burkett. Don't get it twisted now. But hey, Tim, great friend, born on a great day. Same day as my beloved mother, 21st. Ali Frazier won. Service to others is making pay for your room here on earth. Time is so short, death is so near. But friendly acts of persuasion. I never look down when the people look up to me. My goodness, what a man. You know, he's a Muslim man, but there's so many Christian attributes in what he's about. I've been blessed to be here. Me and him in the back place. I got the last radio interview that he gave for Ali Frazier, too. Joe Frazier did the last radio show here in July, due to the first ever African-American matchmaker, only matchmaker, Harold Weston Jr. When we were on Blake Radio, Joe passed away in October. So what's in that Blog Talk Radio? On the Trust in God Network, we're talking, remember Ali Frazier? We're saying salute all the ladies. But sports shorts, just pop some things in and out. And, I got to get that name for you, too, because I got to learn how to say it. But, man, Big guy's making some money, man. Out of my kintsu. 114 million. 60 million guaranteed for the Miami Dolphins. 60 million guaranteed. Boy, you can do a lot of supersizing with that. Tell your champs that to join me. She's sporting the Fox Talk Radio on the Trusted Government Network live here in our New York Bronx studio. As you know how we always do here, before we kick into this show, we got to take off the hat, bow our heads, close our eyes, get on our knees, pay homage to the one and only true God. John Coltrane leads us in prayer, and it's his iconic Dear Lord. We got to get his album, too. We had it on Blake. Love Supreme. Nothing tops the Lord's love. We also always salute our number one listener, our beloved Roach. What a tremendous friend you've been, Roach. Tremendous mother, tremendous wife, tremendous sister, tremendous daughter. And for us here at Sports and Death, tremendous to our foremost fan from my favorite land, Brazil. Sports and Death, Broad Talk Radio, on the Custom Garden Network. Now, everybody, please, stop what you're doing. Take your hats off. Stop walking, stop talking. Get on your knees. It's time to pay homage to the one and only true God. John Coltrane leads us in prayer here on a Sunday. For sure, with the doctor. Remember Fraser Ali? Ladies, National Day. Mr. Coltrane, you can come on and blow it on if you want to. I'm through. Dear Lord, we thank you for another day. More importantly, have your will, have your way. We thank you, Lord, for the little things we so largely take for granted. We thank you, as my mother said, that we woke up clothed in our right mind. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. Blessings coming, have come, will come, all undeserved. Mercy, not getting what you do deserve. Grace, getting what you don't deserve. We thank you for that tree far away on Calvary that saved us, your darling son, dear Lord. And Lord, even though we may get up off our knees, we will not stop paying homage. Even though we will open our eyes, we will always keep them focused on. Even though we will stop praying aloud inside, the homage, the gratitude will continue. And we thank you, the Lord, for you, as that lady once said, are God all by yourself. Shattering thought. So thank you for another Sunday. Thank you for another day being alive. Thank you for everything, for all good and wonderful things come from you. We ask these blessings in the name of your darling son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And with that, we're going to kick it on. You know, Mother's Day, International Ladies Day, and, you know, women have survived a lot of atrocities. In our society, and I was reading about women, police women in Afghanistan. I mean, they're like, they seem like the prostitutes. I can understand that. No, they're just not given the kind of credit they should be given. Women have survived, especially African American Latin women. Gloria Gaynor, the only disco artist ever to win a Grammy. I had the opportunity to work with the incomparable Miss Gaynor and her manager, legendary Linwood Maxwell Simon. Ladies, we salute you today, every day. And hey, here's the ultimate salute, babe. You know, you got a kid. This is one I love so much, man. And Intruder, always love my mama. You blessed to have a good one. You blessed to still have one around. She's there. Happy birthday, 1-800 the birthday. Happy birthday yesterday to Mary Morley, and the day before to her mama. Tomorrow, say, oh, soon. American Airlines. Watching the Blog Talk Radio, the Touch of Guard Red Network, and with some little support here. And just playing. Mama, she's my favorite girl. Here we go, here we go. On our board, we have some faces we want to acknowledge. Ella Fitzgerald, first woman to ever win Amateur Night after Apollo Bill. Bill Holiday, William Sisters, those are the big soccer. Chris Everett, say. Is somebody that I've met once, somebody that I met through Live Mocha. Yeah, I met her on air. I mean, on Live Mocha. And, Rosie knows all of my family members' birthday. Is that astonishing? There's some people who don't know your birthday. She knows my mother's, my brother's, my sister's. And that's why I give to St. Joseph. I got to really do it. St. Joseph Indian School, every year, send me birthday greetings for myself and Demony, because they remember them. That's the one I registered. That's one of my favorite sayings is the one, Psalms 8:4. What is man that God is so mindful of him, and that the Son of Man visits him? It's Ollie Frazier won 44 years ago on this date, and actually it was tomorrow, on a Monday. Greatest fight in history of mankind, two undefeated heavyweight champions. I have, by the grace of God, because all great and wonderful things come from him, autographed copy of that press kit by both Joe and Ali and Leroy Neiman, greatest sports artist of all time. Got that hanging here. Some Sony was not too much better than that, but I have that. I had two copies. One I gave to Arthur LeConte, the great Panamanian photographer, then with Boxing Illustrated. I got to call him. He's Puerto Rico, the great friend he's been to. And, there's nothing like that fight. There's nothing like that. Pacquiao Mayweather is going to be outstanding. In fact, let's talk about Pacquiao Mayweather, because Evander Holyfield, got to try to get him on the show, too. I want him and Eddie Murray to be guests as the fight becomes closer. And, I thought about something, too, about Evander. You know, Evander Holyfield, Ray Leonard beat every great heavyweight ever there. So did Evander. Evander Holyfield, like Ali. Now, Ali beat the greatest heavyweight of his era past his prime. Evander did his prime. Okay, Evander beat Tyson. Evander beat Riddick Bowe. Huh? Evander beat Lennox Lewis. All Hall of Famers. All Hall of Famers. Evander beat him. Second fight against Lennox, Evander got dropped only because they raised so much hell about the first fight that they said, well, no, outside of Evander shooting him, that he wasn't going to get that second fight. And they think about Evander, too. Him and Mark Breland and Walt Frazier, okay? Even the worst is this, unique, that even when they raise the voice, I've never heard them yell. He's been great to me. And I think a lot of him not getting a lot of his due was because of his reserved manner and him being a Christian. Our society is a funny society, man. When you say you're Christian, man, it's just like you're under the microscope. You know, if you ain't walking on water, if you ain't healing the sick, and anything you do from a human standpoint of nation, smoke a cigarette, drink a glass of wine, you know what I mean? Have sex? Well, I know Christians do that. Amazing, man. But he was a great champion. Hall of Famer. I remember we were at a press conference, and he signed a poster for me. And when he left, the guy said, hey, you know the guy he would sign something for? It's an honor, man. But I always used to give him different biblical stuff because, you know, we're all on the same page with that. Great champion, great person. He said some things, too. Let's look at them because we're going to do – it's our sports short. It's a show, a story that was in the news the other day. I'm the Real Deal. He said some things that were quite, on the money. And hey, is there a better expert than every champion in the world? Okay, Holyfield, Floyd, George Wade fans him as the best ever. But Evander Holyfield, a man who knows a thing or two about the ring action, suggested that perhaps Mayweather isn't as great because he didn't take on all comers as Holyfield did. Floyd is a clever guy, Holyfield said. He's a smart guy. I was a guy that would fight whoever you put in there. And you know what? I did. Later, his reputation as a gladiator, Holyfield said, I'm the warrior. I'm the real deal. Holyfield, a five-time heavyweight champion, was sure to praise Mayweather. However, and now that Mayweather, 47-0 with 26 knockouts, will go down as one of the best ever, crediting him with having tremendous business sense. Holyfield also pointed out that Mayweather, who will face Manny Pacquiao on this May 2nd, did it differently, picking and choosing whom he fought, while Holyfield faced everyone, those mandated by sanctioned bodies and those preferred by the fans. Real deal. He lives every baby. I think he should go down as an all-time great, but he didn't do it the way I did it, Holyfield said. They're talking about a situation that happened here. Fair enough, Mayweather has come under criticism for not taking more risks in the ring in recent years, particularly since he signed a lucrative six-fight deal with Showtime back in 2013. And Holyfield defined toughness over a decade. And, he says it didn't make a difference how big they were, and his foe Holyfield said of his approach. When do you want to fight? That's what the people wanted to see. But if you go by what the fans wanted to see, you know what? You're not going to be undefeated for a long time. I did what the fans wanted me to do, and I'm happy by what I did because my reputation is what it is. I'm the warrior. I'm the real deal. And that's what it was. I wasn't afraid to fight anybody. They said he was coy about who he thinks he's going to pick for the fight, but he admitted he would fight again for the right amount. He said, would it have to be exorbitant? He said, it's easy to say that, I'm done, but if you give me 100 mil like that, I'm going to fight somebody. Holyfield floated the idea that could be a bizarre outcome in Pacquiao's favor because the powers that be don't want a fighter to end his career undefeated. That could happen, Holyfield said in a strange decision. So Mayweather better beat him good if he's going to get out of there and win because they don't want nobody going out there getting undefeated. Wow. Holyfield, I remember when he fought Tyson, and the consensus was going to win the fight. And Marion Borkin said something to me before that fight. He said, you know, Doc, I got a strange feeling on this. And Evander had said something previous to that fight. He said, too many times I had fights when I should have boxed guys. And that's what he did with Tyson. Harold Weston Jr. said, for the longest time, way back, as the youngster amateur, that Holyfield had Tyson number. Great champion, great person. Always been just very nice in terms of me. You know, I've never heard Evander raise his voice, man. So it just one of the heavyweight champions of all time. Evander, the real deal, Holyfield. Eddie Murray, greatest pitcher in history of baseball. We were talking last night because Eddie Murray, Chipper Jones, Julius Erving, they befriended me. These are guys who just came up to me and said, hey, man, boom, 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 hey, you're going to be my friend. And me and Eddie were talking on the field with the Orioles, and as he went in the locker room, this is 88, and I asked him who he liked in the Tyson Spinks fight, and our friendship planted and cemented there. And maybe he gave me a bat. He said, give me one later, so I ain't going to beat it to my end. Eddie will call. He called me four times during the course of the fight. You know, loves the fight. And the greatest pitcher in history of baseball. Only four men in history of baseball have over 500 home runs, 500 over 3,000 bases. He's one of the four. The only switch hitter. So I understand he have a job as a manager, a batting coach. Talked about a certain player. He'll talk about it. Came to him, asked him for some batting tips, gave it to him. Next time he saw him, guy walked right past him. Hint, hint, hint. Okay? But he said something last night, too, that was, whoo. He said, hey. I mean, there's no question in his mind Mayweather's going to win. But check this out. Eddie likes Guerrero better than he likes Pacquiao. No? And he said some stuff like, hey, man, you know what? Why was there reluctance to take a blood test at a certain time, and then you're ready for that another time, which I long said, because you're letting the body drain out what it was. I got a picture of Cotto and Margarito, two guys who Pacquiao fought. He kept going around and around. Now, I understand. My thing with Pacquiao, great guy too, as most boxers are, but my thing was I just thought that you don't do the Margarito fight. You tell him, I can't do Margarito. Guy just come off that suspension. I mean, I can't give this guy a title shot. And he's going to make the most money ever. And I can't do that, Bob, because he's in my stable. If he's not in my stable, we can justify it, because now I want to beat him and teach him a lesson for boxing. I can't do this in the same stable. But they did. Supposing they're Block Talk Radio on the Tuscan Guard Network, it's Ali. I don't understand how that, and Harold Weston, this is how we got Joe on our show, was it 3 years ago, 2 years ago, maybe longer? And Harold said he tried to go to the network. Nobody wanted to do an Ali Frazier one. Greatest fight in history, man. They stopped the war. Cosmo was going to be doing something, too, on the 24th. This one, 23rd. Let me check my calendar. Press conference, I believe it's the 24th. I want to thank all the people out there. There's only two people in the world, man, that did that. Pelé. Stop the war to watch Pelé play. Edmund. Edison is first name. There's a woman that's named after you know, Mr. Edison, who, you know. But stop the war to see him play. They stopped the war to see Ali and Joe fight. Stop the war, because we're going to stop fighting so we can watch them fight. Joe Frazier won the greatest fight in the history of mankind. And what I love, great story, too, written by Bill Roden, the columnist from the New York Times. You know, I want to salute all the ladies out there, and also my new doctor, too, Dr. Bookhart. You know, there's a lot of pride, man, when you see those of your nationality. I'm always surprised, not surprised, but, you know, when African-Americans support African-Americans, there's this racial interjection. There's nothing there. Just pride, man. Dr. Bookhart wrote in New York Times, man, all those that fit the plan. He wrote a great story about Anthony Mason. And he said, you know, his theme, many are called, but few are chosen. Mason was chosen and did well. Man, he was a great guy, Mason was. Rick, talking about Ali Frazier won. It's into the fight. The ring is jammed. And everybody's going around. Decision's been made. And Joe has won. And I thought it's Ali. He says, you know, he said, wow, you know. I said, I'm going to crawl across the ring. And all of a sudden, there's Joe Frazier. He said, Ali said, his eyes are like slits. I can hardly see him. The slits. No doubt in my mind, Ali won that fight. But the eyes are like slits. And Joe comes over and says, hey, man, good fight, man. And another thing, Joe said, hey, we don't do no crawling around here. That's all you need to know about Joe Frazier as a man and an athlete, as a person. We don't do the, hey, man, hey, listen, you know, which means to me, hey, man, he understood the propaganda, but hey, we don't do no crawling around here. Says a lot about a great champion, a great man. Man, that befriended me. Joe Frazier. I'm just befuddled. I got to check the papers today. There's nothing in the Times. There's nothing in the news. I got to see because I've been in here and so I'm in the studio doing some things. I just haven't heard anything on the news. Well, you know, today is the 44th anniversary of Ali Frazier 1. We're going to make more money. More people see it because of the venue. But you understand, they said 1 billion people saw that fight. In a time where you only had newspapers, no internet, no cell phone, no Instagram, no fax, no cable TV, just newspapers and a telegraph. They stopped a war, okay? They stopped a war to see Ali Frazier. And then they had a war in the ring. Sporting their Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Network, saluting to all the ladies across the way, our First Lady, young lady who just won a Nobel Peace Prize. The ladies in the world of sports. Look at the Williamson. Julius, my good buddy, my friend Julius, always. He texted me yesterday. We talked about it text wise. And he said, you know, you never put all your eggs in one basket. They dog the Williamson sisters. So they want tennis. They want other avenues. Hey, we had what, a 10-year period where nobody won Wimbledon but a Williams. You might as well call it the Williams Wimbledon. Okay? Who doesn't want tennis player in the world right now? Female. Serena. And the oldest to ever do that. And now she passed both Martina and Chrissy. 19 championships, man. And Venus ain't no slouch. No, Venus didn't get hurt. Venus right there. But still, the duo, they're the greatest female doubles team ever. Venus won Wimbledon for the first time as a female African-American outside until the Venus submitted afterwards, but Althea Gibson was the first Althea. She didn't want to take African Americans into tennis. Arthur was the first male to win, but Althea was the one that took African Americans into tennis. You know? And hey, and Peanut, Negro Leagues, baseball star. Okay? Women across the world. Across the world. You know, Chanel. When she started, people say, hey, what's she going to do up here? Actresses, you know, had to play certain roles. Halle Berry, first ever African-American woman to win the Best Actress Award. Got a chance to meet her. I was with my Halle Berry, my champion, Demony, who came from lunch. She's working with Burt Bedell then, who was a bat boy for the Yankees. And she's coming out of the street. Oh, hi, Ms. Berry. How are you doing? Came over, gave me an autograph with her mother. Okay? First ever African-American female to win. And to date, still that. First and only African-American female right now to ever win the Best Actress Award. The lovely Halle Berry, married one time to my buddy Dave Justice. Okay? We know the first lady ever win it. From there, she couldn't attend the premiere. Talk about Thea, Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, okay, Chris Everett. That's what they called her, the Ice Princess. She carried Billie Jean. Hey, Billie Jean was doing, hey, she took one to the next level, beat Briggs. Billie Jean was there, baby. Billie Jean, okay, across the board, what they've done. Marilyn Monroe, she's in our collage of photographs of Marilyn Monroe, who heard Ella Fitzgerald sing and took her to the number one club in Hollywood. Marilyn Monroe marched with King and the civil rights leader. Oh, yeah. Joe DiMaggio's beautiful wife. Today also marks the day, I got to put it down to that, Joe DiMaggio died 84 years old. Joseph Paul DiMaggio, 56, excuse me. Joe DiMaggio told me, I'm not telling you about what I read, what I heard. We talked. I became a buddy of his friend through the great, late, great Art Bus Jr., who he admired and respected immensely. And we talked. I asked him that. I said, you know, I read some place, Mr. DiMaggio, where you got a hit off of Page in the exhibition game. You said you were ready for the big leagues. He said, yeah, that's true. Then he smiled at me. He sounded low and said, you know what, though? The older he got, the harder he was to hit. Dusty Baker, the only African-American manager to win Manager of the Year three times. Dusty told me that Mr. Page was on the staff of the Braves when he came up as rookie because they were looking, they wanted him to have enough years eligibility for the pension plan. He said, Mr. Page used to pitch batting practice. He said, Mel, there were days we could do nothing with him. They would be like, thanks, Mr. Page. We're going to let so-and-so pitch. Couldn't do nothing with him. My late friend Max Manning told me there were guys who could throw as hard as Satchel. Nobody had Satchel's control. He said Satchel Paige could put a ball any place he wanted. Met Satchel Paige. Remember the day explicitly, as she would. It was the night before I was going to graduate from the Transit Police Academy, greatest police department in the world. And, you know, the steps of a righteous man are ordered. I know I'm blessed by what happens because it ain't luck, it ain't fate, it's God. You know, and the late, great John Condon, John Francis Xavier Condon, who was my godfather and my daughter's godfather, and the man who told Ollie, hey, it's time to retire. Like Miles Davis told Sugar Ray, and he did. John said, Ollie, it's time to retire. And I went to get my press ticket. In those days, they had tickets for you to win. The guy couldn't find my press ticket. I don't know how that happened. I had to go around back. And Gene was back there, the employee for the press and stuff. I said, Gene, could you call upstairs? I can't seem to find my ticket. Well, in the process of waiting for Gene to call upstairs, Harry Robinson comes down because this month is the birthday to the great Walt Frazier. And he said, hey, ain't that Satchel Paige over there? There he was. There was Satchel Paige, man. Tuxedo down, tall, thin, couple ladies on his own, going to the fight. Went over, shook his hand, got two autographs. Now, if my ticket ain't misplaced, I don't meet Satchel Paige. The greatest pitcher of all times, bar none. Bar none. I got a chance to meet him. I'm blessed. I've met Satchel, Jesse Owens, who was the first man to wear Adidas. Tell you Adidas story at another time. Michael Jeffrey Jordan, greatest player ever. Well, you know, you may argue. If not, then there's Oscar Robertson. I met Oscar. Chamber, met the Dipper. Russell. Mm-hmm. What about Julius Erving? Oh, yeah. LGBT. Been blessed, man. Been blessed. Saw Jackie Robinson play, you know. Hooked up with, you know, not just, I mean, you're talking about Larry Bird, you know, Duran, Ray Leonard, okay, Joe DiMaggio, Mickey Mantle, Arthur Ashe, Jimmy Connors. You're just looking about some of the greatest athletes of all time. Ladies-wise, like I said, Aretha Franklin, considered the greatest singing voice of all time, listening voice, the first lady ever inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We remember all of them. And, wow, just taken back by no hoopla, anything about Ali Frazier won. But today, 44 years ago, in Madison Square Garden, Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier fought for the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. Both men went in there undefeated. Both men went in there former Olympic gold medal winner. Frazier, first African American ever win the Olympic gold medal. In fact, I remember with Larry Hardis, that's the voice you hear that brings on. He's on every day, 10 to 1, Monday to Friday, the ESPN Radio, 98.7, greatest African sportscast in the history of radio. Him and like Frankie Crocker, they integrated the airways. The chief rocker, Frankie Crocker, they integrated the airways. Those were the guys that brought the business between black and white. They put white guys on their radio station. 1010 Wins was the first radio station, Kyle Jackson, that played African-American music, black music, and, okay? And that great line that Frankie Crocker said, if Larry's not on your radio, we feel the same way here, too. If we ain't on your radio, then your radio ain't on. Sports Internet Blog Talk Radio on the Custom Guard Radio Network. Miles Davis kicks a little bit for us. It's going to close up a little while. But remember, Ali Frazier won. Ding, 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 ding. The winner. And the animus discussion. Joe Frazier. Joe Frazier wore some trucks that night that were made by Joe Goldstein's beautiful wife, Elaine. Everything they wore that night since been sold. A pair of boxing shoes that Ali had in the fight was given to somebody by Angelo Dundee, good buddy Angelo. Those shoes were worth $100,000. Wow. Miles Davis from the Kind of Blue album, greatest jazz album of all time, Kind of Blue. Miles Davis on trumpet. That's Mr. Davis. Tenor saxophone. Who else but John Coltrane? Alto, Cannonball Adderley. Paul Chambers on bass. Philly Joe Jones on drums. Red Garland on the piano. Sports Internet Blog Talk Radio on the Stress and Value Network. New music for you. We'll be right back as we close out a little quick show. Dr. George Sports here as well. Well, I've got some things here for you. We told you about the $114 million contract. Wow. Last night, good card on TV. Guerrero, Broner, Melena, Thurston. Well, Lady A was really big on that card. This week we got a card coming at the Garden. The fireman and the policeman will be throwing down again. Also next month, heavyweight champion of the world, Klitschko, is in town. And a good little card for Danny Garcia, Kid Chocolate. Never get the first time I met Kid Chocolate. Interviewed him, and so what's his record? He said, oh, no, all the knockouts in the world. He won the middleweight championship, got a chance to get it back again against Andy Lee, a disciple, and a fighter nourished by my late friend, great Emmanuel Stewart. Now, Emmanuel, anything that he would pin for me, he would always say what a great friend I was, and that means a lot. I have a jacket of his, and I remember we only had one fight card ever down at the Jacob Javits Center, and he came and said, hey, man, you need one of my jackets. And he turned to the guy and said, hey, Mel, give me information. I saw him about 3 or 4 months later. I was just in the fight business, you know, right here and there and doing things. He said, well, you get a jacket? I said, no. He said, what? Okay, hey, call that number tomorrow. Call that number. About a week later, I had the jacket and the shirt, and he got it for me. It means so much. Because it is the crunch. Tell me that Mark Breland, you know, Mark Breland first came to the crunch, and Mark Breland ran the crunch. Mark Breland, hey, Tommy Hearns, Hel McKenty, Mike McCall, Mark Breland ran the crunch. Yeah, good buddy Mark. So I'm looking here by the grace of God at my Trust in God Sports and Depth Entertainment Artifacts Museum. We told you the press kit from Ali Frazier 1. We also have Mark loved my daughter Jim when he first met her. He gave her one of his robes that's autographed and gave me a pair of boxing shoes of his. Mark Breland loves one fight as an amateur. Won every conceivable award at his highest level as an amateur. Mark Breland, Golden Boy. And it was Mark Breland who headlined that first card that brought him, Holyfield, Pernell Willock, and Mildred Taylor into the pros. Yeah. Sportsnet, Blog Talk Radio. On the Trust in God Radio Network. I'm going to play a little bit more of Always Love My Mama. Let's always do it. Let Marvin break this, and and we do a couple of things. We're going to close out, but always we close out with Marvin Gaye.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time
when the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined to
that
die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
such
live.
Such a bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
When we can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live for life.
Live for life. Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
You see, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to live, but who really cares?
Yeah, we're getting ready to run. And before we do, though, a couple of things. Got to convey to you. Ali Frazier won 44 years ago today. Also, this is the day that Joseph Paul DiMaggio passed away. Giuseppe Pablo DiMaggio. Joe D. Went to the military and was upset that he couldn't fight on the front line. Upset that he couldn't fight. Bob Cutler didn't have to go. He went in. DiMaggio finished his game hitting streak. He had to deal with 57 hines, 57 varieties. One more hit, and he would have had a special big contract deal. DiMaggio was screwed. I got to get Bouton too on this show. By Joe McCarthy. Joe on September 9th was hitting 409. Had some eye problems. Could hardly see out of one eye. McCarthy wouldn't sit him down. He wanted to win the batting championship, but had McCarthy set him down, the Yanks had won the pennant. He had enough at bats. Joe DiMaggio would have hit 400. That was I got to see the year that, and he would have hit it before Ted Williams became the last man to do it. He was a multi-talented player. McCarthy talked about how he had the ability, any kind of way the Yankees could have played baseball, he'd have fit in. Stealing bases, hitting home runs. He had a 71-game hitting streak in the minor leagues. And his brother was the one that he wound up playing shortstop. He was the eighth of nine children. His brother, Vince, the oldest, was also a center fielder. He had Vince DiMaggio, Dominic DiMaggio, and Joseph DiMaggio. Paul was, all the brothers had the middle name of Paul. And late Bert Sugar told me he was a great friend of his, that because that was their father's favorite saint. Told a great line, too, about Joe DiMaggio. They asked Joe once, that catch that Willie Mays made, could he have made that same catch? And I remember we had a press conference at the Copacabana. They made a press conference at that. And I see Bert sitting there now, who we owe to Miss Deal at this time. And he said, Joe said, he asked Joe, could you have made the catch that Willie Mays, that Willie made? DiMaggio said, I wouldn't have lost my cap. Mr. DiMaggio was very, very kind and very nice to me, befriended me. Those kind of things you cherish. Kind of things that Marion Borkson talked about, you know, the respect and acceptance of special and unique people. Wow. Well, what can you say? Ollie Frazier, he said he won on a Monday in Madison Square Garden. Joe DiMaggio told another story about Joe and he was with his wife, Marilyn, and they were with the troops. She had went with the troops, and she came back and she said, Joe, you've never heard such cheering. And Joe told her, yes, I have. Sports in there. Blog Talk Radio on the Trust and Garden Network. Play a little music for you, get some updated scores before we leave you here. And what we're going to do, I'll play one of my favorite songs. I think it's just a great piece of music by, in fact, it was a song that endeared me to them. Earth, Wind, and Fire, me and Dr. J's favorite group. Where have all the flowers gone? Sponsored by Blog Talk Radio on the Trust and Garden Network. Remember Ollie Frazier won. Remember Joseph Paul DiMaggio. We salute the ladies. Don't go to place. I'll be right back. Feel Good Barely helps close that out. Second greatest tune, I think, of all time. Hey, something's happening for you. Next shot, 50% from the floor. Wasn't good enough to them today. They lose 95-82 to the Utah Jazz now, who won two of their last three. 95-88 they lose to Utah. Right now, Rangers 0-0 against Chicago. They've got a point in every game they played the last 15 games. That's some good standings. The Devils saluted their 95 World Championship team, and they beat Philly 5-2 on this day, 1950, in Germany. They started working on the Volkswagen. And also there was a race called the Daytona Stuttgart race, something like that, which led to we know what else. Yankees won today, 3-2. Alex Rodriguez played third base, got a double and two hits, and two plate appearances, that is. Yankees lost 6-3 in their preseason game. And we know about the big money deal. Yeah, $114 million, $60 million guaranteed. Out of my consu, $114 million, $60 guaranteed. LeSean McCoy, who signed with the Bills, Rex Ryan, they gave him a five-year, $40 million the deal. And Mark Sanchez got a two-year contract deal going back to Philly. So he'll be in Philly. That's the latest right now before we break on out of here. Yeah, wow. Ollie Frazier, 44 years ago, 1999 on his date, Joseph Paul DiMaggio. And we're saluting all the ladies on Ladies' Day. Wow. Joe DiMaggio, 56 game hitting streak. The amazing thing, you know, in that year, Ted Williams for that same time period. I think Joe hit about 4.11. Ted Williams hit even higher. In fact, he hit average-wise and hit about seven more home runs. Imagine, amazing. Ted Williams won two MVPs. He won the Triple Crown twice. And in both years he won the Triple Crown, he did win the MVP. Didn't win the MVP. Lost the MVP to DiMaggio in 41, because DiMaggio had the same hitting streak, and then lost in 47 when the Triple Crown to Joe Gordon. Remember, my late friend Bill Shannon said the only thing Joe Gordon in the league the year he won the MVP was Harris. That is such. Watching that Blog Talk Radio on the Trusted Guard Radio Network. We remember Ollie Frazier 1. That was it, Ollie Frazier 2. I met and knew Joseph Paul DiMaggio. Best wearing this day back in 99. We salute all ladies across the world. Our beloved mother. Our beloved sisters Helen and T-Bird. Rosie. Elkie. Dilma. Monica. Nuri. Oh, the names are endless. Wow. There's Joe's mom. Viola, ladies, wherever you are, hey, we appreciate you. Say happy birthday to 1-800-THE-FRIDGE. Yesterday, Miriam, the day before, LaMama, and tomorrow, Sonia. Other birthdays coming up. We can thank them this month. Yeah, World Pride Fraser, greatest all around guard ever played in this city, second only to Oscar Pomeroy, and not that far behind. And remember, he won twice as many championships as Oscar, too. Sports in that Blog Talk Radio. Just as far as better than we got to get ready to roll. Remember, Ollie Frazier doesn't fall the magic. No delay. Sports in that Blog Talk Radio. The real deal. Holy field. Help the cards. Eddie Murray hit it far and wide once again. And with that, I got it ready to roll. Sports in that Blog Talk Radio. Just as far as better than we got. Hope you enjoyed the show. Doc Stanley Sports Shorts. Remembering Ollie Frazier, Joseph Paul DiMaggio, the ladies. Leave me with three thoughts, because now you're going to say my favorite ones. How can Ollie? My most consistent, urgent question is, what are you doing, brothers? Service elders, rich people facing on earth. All I trust in God. Who is going to bring me in? I is going to take me out. God bless you. I'm trusting God.
And if I may say that the sports in-depth nation is here. The sports in-depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the store that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Sammy. Take it away, good doctor.
This. And we are. We're going away, Rooney. Ladies and gentlemen, Sports in Depth, Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network. Sometimes people do too little of little things in relationships. Here's another one for you, Doc Isabel. Today, this moment right now, is that next time.
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.